This episode has been brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.
Welcome back to The Last Storm. My name is Mark and I'm back with Dave, and we're here to talk about the Oklahoma City Thunder, and we just finished playing the Cleveland Cavaliers, and it was actually a pretty good game, even though we ended up losing it by 5 points. The final score was 107 to 102. But unfortunately for the narrative of the game, we ended up losing an 18-point lead in the third quarter. So that's kind of the bad of it. But the good of it is we saw a lot of development from this team. We saw a lot of improvement. And even though we didn't get it finished at the end, I thought we played a lot better in crunch time than some of the other games we've seen earlier in the season.
Yeah, for the most part, these young guys played great. Like you said, that third quarter was a pretty crucial quarter that we couldn't capitalize on. But that fourth quarter was even worse. I feel like the way that we ended the third quarter and went into that fourth quarter was one of our worst transition quarters that we've seen this year. It's something that we need to keep an eye on. Obviously, this team is going to be all right. Cleveland's not a chump team, but the reality is this was really disappointing. We don't like to see a loss like this. When you're up at 18 points and then you're not able to pull it out, that's just disappointing. So this is kind of like the transition time period that we're looking at. This is that there's too many good things that we saw in this game to get disappointed about the score of the game. So we'll just get down to it. Mark, what did you feel like the players aspect, who played well, and who did you think that needed a little bit more work?
Today, for me, the real star was Darius Bazley, coming off the bench, playing 28 minutes, 5-9 shooting, and scoring 17 points. And you combine that with, you know, solid defense. He didn't get a blocked shot, but he did get a steal, 7 rebounds, and 3 assists. I mean, including some seriously important passing in crunch time. He found Josh Giddey cutting to the basket to help cut the lead. That was really important. We needed that bucket there. That made it one possession game, and it was, that's how it was going right there. I think that tied it at 97, I believe. But the game was back and forth. Anybody who's at a game like that likes to see a game that is close in crunch time where the teams are both scoring, and we saw that. And there's a lot of elements to it to like about this game, but obviously not the final score.
Yeah. I felt like our guards did a great job capitalizing today. That's Dort, Shea, and Giddey. We left a couple shots wanting, but the reality is that we're consistently doing what we need to. Attacking the hole, doing what we can there. Dort's doing well, knocking down that three-point shot from behind the arc, but attacking the hole is our game. So when we see Josh Giddey and Shea get the majority of their points from attacking the hole, I feel like that's a win for us. So our guards played well tonight. I felt like the way that we were able to play Cleveland on defense, we went out there with two power forwards or two centers, depending on how you look at it, and they were able to do very well against Cleveland, and our guards were able to take what we expected from them and really do some great things.
Yeah, we knew that they have a lot of size and presence inside, and that was going to be a struggle for us, and we really did struggle scoring at the basket. That was something that definitely bothered us. There's a lot of disruption inside. SGA continuously attacks the hole. He does it downhill every game, but there was some issues with him at certain points where players like Allen or Mobley would kind of just create enough disruption where it would put him off a little bit. But he would also get on these runs where he would score, at the basket consecutively. So we saw a lot of different sides of this, but definitely that size by the Cavs was creating issues for us. And speaking of SGA, 34 minutes, 7 of 19 shooting, and he went 7 for 9 from free throws. He did not knock down a three-point shot. He only shot 2 of those. 4 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks, 21 points for SGA. I mean, that's something that you look at that 7 of 19, 36% from the field, and that's where you're going to kind of look at it and be like, I'm sure he wishes he could have a few of those back.
Yeah, no doubt. I felt like Shea did exactly what we needed him to do tonight. Unfortunately, it didn't come out the way that we needed to. Josh Giddey, 30 minutes tonight, 11 points, 1 block, 3 assists, 10 rebounds, 3 of which were offensive, 5 for 8 on field goals, and 1 for 2 on three-pointers. I want to throw this out here. 3 assists is one of Josh Giddey's lows for the season, as well as his turnovers, 6 tonight. That is not something that's typical for Josh Giddey. I know that this was one of those games for Josh that he's going to have to take back and take a deep breath, but having a double-double for Josh is a great thing. And that's something that I wish that he could focus on is, you know, having a double-double is good. Not focusing on this turnover or his assist. And the reality is that I felt like Josh did a great job on defense and keeping us in the game when we need to be in the game.
Today, Lu Dort had another solid offensive performance. 17 points, 5 of 14 shooting, 2 of 6 from downtown. And both of those free throws or three-pointers were in the third quarter. Second half of the third quarter, he ended up hitting 2 in a row. So that was great to see, but you know that meant he went 0 for 4 for the rest of the game. 5 for 5 from the free throw line, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists for Dort today. You know, it seems kind of mundane at this point for him to score 17 points, which is such an awesome thing to say because he can score at all levels. He was attacking the basket at a really, really high clip, but unfortunately, there was, like I mentioned earlier with SGA, all that size on the interior was creating quite a bit of disruption for Dort.
Jeremiah Robinson-Earl, 27 minutes tonight, 4 points, 1 block, 11 rebounds, 8 of which were defensive. He had 3 offensive rebounds, and his 1 block was just unbelievable. It was on Mobley. Mobley got to the hole, and there was contact before the hole, and it slowed him down just slightly, and Jeremiah Robinson-Earl took complete advantage of that. I cannot tell you enough how good Jeremiah Robinson-Earl is. He's at a next level. I know there's a lot of people that are still trying to understand his game and a lot of experts out there, but after I've watched him in all the game film that I've seen consistently, I'm telling you guys, in the next 3 or 4 years, you guys are going to all understand how good Jeremiah Robinson-Earl. He's a phenomenal pick player. The way that he rolls and pops and rolls and or picks and pops and picks and rolls is next level. This is something that he's going to continue to get better at. The way he plays defense, it's just, to me, he sees the court so well, and I'm really excited about the progression of JRE's game.
Today, Ty Jerome had a really good first half. I mean, he played a solid game overall, but he had a couple of threes that were really deep in the first half. So he was 2 for 2 from behind the arc, 4 of 6 overall from the field, and 2 rebounds and 2 assists on top of that. Ty scored 7 of his 10 points in the first quarter, and he was clicking, man. Good to see Ty out there balling so well. Between him and Baisley alone, they put up 27 points from the bench, and you know, we're looking for any time that we can get a bunch of points from our bench. That means a lot to us, and these guys are working hard, so we love it.
Mike Muscala had 8 minutes tonight, but he had 9 points in that 8 minutes, 3 for 4 on three-pointers, 1 steal, and just really effective from behind the arc. Again, Mike is proving to be one of those guys that you need in the game, especially late in the game, so great job by Mike.
Yeah, Moose started the second half for us for Derek Favors, and Favors ended up playing minutes for us in the second half. They just made the adjustment to the lineup. He started the game, played 17 minutes, 3 for 5 shooting, 8 rebounds. 5 of those were offensive, and 1 assist today for Favors.
Trey Mann had 25 minutes tonight, 5 points, 2 assists, and 2 rebounds. He consistently gets those minutes right now, and that's what he needs because he is a playmaker. I know he didn't have a lot of points tonight, but that's not all of his game. He plays great defense. He plays with his head on the swivel, which is great to see. So Trey Mann was playing unbelievable, and he picked up a good 25 minutes for that.
Ducati played some more minutes for us tonight. In total, he played about 12 and a half, 1 for 2 from the field, 4 rebounds. One of those was offensive, and on that board, he was able to go straight into a jump hook right over Kevin Love. So, you know, that's great to see, man, him getting a bucket all off of effort. You gotta love that.
Aaron Wiggins had 10 minutes tonight, only 1 assist, and he had a turnover as well, but I felt like he did a great job on defense like he always does. Getting that ball up the court was a really a good thing for him to do, understanding where he needed to be. The 10 minutes is going to be earned right now. He's still a rookie. Yes, he was starting for some of the time, but this is something that's in the progression of a player. is you start and then you jump in the back in the off of the bench, and then you just see how it goes. So Aaron Wiggins did great tonight.
Yeah, overall it was a good team effort, and after leading by 18, that was the only thing that we really kind of felt bad about, was that we should have closed out the game. But in the end, it doesn't matter. To us, what we want to see is this team continuing to develop. Obviously, we're wanting to win the games because that's what you want to develop toward. So let's talk a bit about the last minute. We were down 4, and then Dort was able to knock down 2 free throws with 54 seconds left that cut it down to 2. And then they scored a bucket. Then with 31 seconds left, Moose hit a 3 to cut the lead to 1. So at that point, we had a couple of opportunities, but because Markkanen knocked down a 3, we were down 4 with 10 seconds left, and it just didn't seem like it was going to happen. We gave it a chance. We called timeout. We ran a play. There was an opportunity there, but that shit happens, man. You got to learn how to do it. You got to get out there, and you got to go through these experiences, and end-of-game situations are, the final step to winning games, and we've gone through a lot of this trial and adversity. We've got to figure out how to take that final step, but for us, even though we didn't finish this game, it was one of our most complete games of this season, so we're going to take that, and we're going to celebrate that, because that's what it's all about for us, little things.
Yeah, and our defense did great on that fast break points. We only held Cleveland to 6. Unfortunately, we were only able to score 5. Our bench was amazing, 43 points tonight. Cleveland's bench only had 30. And turnovers-wise, they only had 7. We had 15. That was really the deciding factor, because most of that 15 turnovers was during that massive run by Cleveland in that third and fourth quarter. That's not what we wanted to see, but obviously we did a great job at taking care of the ball, taking out that time period in that third and fourth quarter. Points off of turnovers, we were able to hold them to only 9 off of those turnovers. So that's great. We had 7 points off of turnovers, so great job by these guys. We're just happy for the way that we played off of our bench. We're getting that consistent 20 plus points a game, and that's what we need. We need to be able to have those guys play well. It's the depth that Mark and I are consistently talking about from this team, and that's what we see this team having, is the depth in the future. The future, the depth of this team is what's going to be our make or break it. And I'm really excited about the fact that we consistently have a second group of guys that are going out there and doing some great things.
Yeah, I mean, this is a good Cleveland Cavs team. It's been a while since we can say that, but, they have been proving themselves this season. And, we looked at this as an opportunity to get another big win. We missed out on that, but, if they're not a pushover team, and you got to see that tonight, because they have some depth, including, Darius Garland, who played an outstanding game, 27 points, 18 assists, and 5 rebounds. So, they got contributions all over the court from people. And we saw a big game from Mobley with 20 points there too. So overall, the Cavs are a formidable opponent, and they gave us a really good game, and we're looking forward to getting back out there and playing again. So join us tomorrow, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this Cavs game, and then we'll move forward. Thanks again, and as always, this episode was brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.